Dan will know. Dan, is it February 8th?
I think it's February 8th.
February 8th, yeah.
All right. Just making sure I got it in front of me. Well, part of it is, you know, the date meant a lot in the past, but right now the good news is we care about February 8th, don't get me wrong, but the good news is Giving Hearts Day has actually started early this year, correct?
Yeah, it's kind of a special year, and in years past you could schedule a donation in advance up to, I think, a couple days before the actual event. And this year they kind of opened that up a couple weeks early, that every donation you make from that point all the way through Giving Hearts Day counts directly towards every charity's Giving Hearts Day total. So basically you can make that donation anytime. You don't have to wait for Giving Hearts Day.
Well, fantastic. Obviously, the voice you're hearing, I should have introduced him a little bit more, Dan Erdman, marketing director for our friends with Farm Rescue, doing great work, and they're continuing to expand all over the U.S. I haven't talked to you for a little while. You haven't expanded to a couple more states, have you? You guys are moving.
We haven't yet.
Okay.
No, keeping plenty busy with what we have. And okay. Yeah, Illinois was the last state to be added back here in 2023. And already had a few cases down there. So it's shaping up to be a very busy 2024 as well.
And last June, you guys helped your 1,000th family, correct? Or operation, however you want to put it.
Yeah, again, it was kind of a big year for milestones for us, adding that new state, and obviously hitting that 1,000 family milestone is something very big for us and something we're very proud of, and obviously took a lot of people and a lot of generosity to make that happen. So just extremely privileged to be carrying out the work that we are, and so okay. Thankful to all those people that have made it possible.
Well, let's talk about how this works. Giving Hearts Day for folks in the Red River Valley, I think most everybody has heard of this, because this, along with the Dakota Medical Foundation, has raised millions upon millions of dollars, and they do it every year. And the date this year is February 8th, but as we've been talking about, you have a chance to go up early. And each case, it seems to be, they're a lot alike, but not always the same. And what I mean by that, sometimes there's matching dollars, some it's just you give a donation. And so I think we need to talk about your organization and Farm Rescue. So when somebody is thinking about giving a dollar or $10 or $20, talk about how it's going to work for you guys this year for Giving Hearts Day.
Absolutely. And again, Giving Hearts Day is, it's truly incredible for this area and for charities and nonprofits throughout, you know, North Dakota and Western Minnesota. And it has grown so much over the years, with more and more charities seeing the power of this day of giving and the generosity that so many people provide on that. Again, it's the biggest single day fundraiser that we have at Farm Rescue. And I think the same would be said for many of the other nonprofits. And it's really just an opportunity for donors to just maximize their donations to charities and through the use of matching funds. And so this year is truly special for Farm Rescue, because we received a commitment from one of our supporters to match up to $100,000 for any donation made to Farm Rescue this Giving Hearts Day. So if you want to basically double the contribution to our mission, Giving Hearts Day, February 8th is the day to do that.
Well, and here's a part of this. Obviously, you guys continue to help folks all around our region and still here, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. But I know in the past that you guys have also been looking at trying to add some pieces of equipment because of demand, right? So it would be huge to be able to raise $200,000, $100,000 in donation, $100,000 in the match. But maybe we can keep going from there. But I'm just saying that money would be put to good use. Yeah, it would have a huge impact on you guys.
Absolutely. Yep. Again, you mentioned equipment. We just wrapped up our tractor fundraiser. Usually our capital campaigns last 2 years. So, you know, lots of people contributed to that tractor. And that's going to be traveling the region, supporting farm families, pulling one of our planters this spring. And we're looking forward to, you know, getting the names of all those donors that contributed $500 or more to that machine, actually on the machine. So I look forward to sharing photos of that with all the folks who contributed to that. And we're going to be, I think, launching another one this year, most likely for another combine. Again, just to cover the ground that we need to cover throughout our service territory. And a lot of our work, again, still being done in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, just the area we've been working in the longest. I would say, you know, 70% of all the families that we're helping are still within that region. And it's incredible the families that have been impacted, the communities that have been impacted by the assistance work that's provided through Farm Rescue.
And you guys have a really good fundraising arm of your own through your website. It's so easy to donate up there. But again, I'm just going to put out there, I'm sure you would echo this, don't give there, go to Giving Hearts Day so it gets doubled, right? I mean, that's it? I mean, that would be the thing to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, that's the message through February 8th, and it's pretty simple. You go to givingheartsday.org, and again, I think there's almost, it's got to be close to 600 charities now that are participating in this. So there's obviously a lot of different opportunities to support a lot of different organizations, and we just appreciate anyone that chooses to donate those funds to Farm Rescue and help us continue our mission in 2024. Just, again, search for Farm Rescue or whatever charity that you're hoping to support right there through givingheartsday.org.
Yep, and we're going to highlight some of the other charities, I would say, between you and I'll just say the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they have something up there too, but you are the most well-known and longest running, to my knowledge, and you help out so many. North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Montana, Nebraska, Kansas, and the latest would be Illinois, and it's going to continue to grow. And basically, you guys do basic needs, crisis intervention, disability services. There's just a lot here, right?
Absolutely. And so, yeah, we say planting, haying, harvesting. We do some commodity hauling, livestock feeding assistance. So the services have grown over the years since we started back in 2006, that first year of operations. And again, the ground we cover has grown, and obviously the support has grown, not only through donors and families and business sponsors, but the volunteers who are really the lifeblood of what we do, and they're the ones out there serving as our boots on the ground, and again, extending that helping hand to so many families in a time of major injury, illness, or natural disaster.
And I don't know why it is, but I'm thankful for it, but at a couple of the big shows, including Farm Progress, and Minnesota Farm Fest, I've actually been close to your tent when we're broadcasting, and I've got a chance to kind of hang around your booth a little bit, and it's been really cool to see, and this has happened several times, God's honest truth, people came up and they talked about the fact that they had gotten some help, but either they were then in turn looking to do help for somebody else down the road because they got over the hump, or they were looking for ways to help. So I think that's the really great thing about it, is it's not just a one-time thing. And you're not making people say, hey, if you get help here, you got to help us down the road. It's people wanting to help down the road, and that's been really cool.
Yeah, and that's one of the, greatest experiences that we have is a lot of times it is at those farm shows where, the general public has an opportunity to stop by our booth and chat with our staff. And a lot of times it's volunteers running those booths as well. Actually participating in a couple different shows this week, and it's just kind of that farm season right now. But a lot of times, because I stick more local with some of that stuff, I'm, out at Big Iron, I'll say that's such a great refresher for me on a yearly basis, because you talk to those folks that they were helped themselves, or, we helped a neighbor or relative of theirs. It's incredible to see how many people are aware of someone that's been helped by Farm Rescue at this point. And like you said, it's the ultimate pay it forward scenario, because so many of those folks want to help others in a time of need too, and see the impact that Farm Rescue has made for so many. So we have a lot of volunteers that were families themselves that were helped in years past. I was go back to a gentleman named Larry Lyer down around the Linton area in North Dakota, and he was helped on two separate occasions, two different children years apart that kept them away from the farm for doctoring and treatments. And he I hear this from a lot of farmers that we help, that years down the road, I when I'm able, I want to come help you guys. I want to volunteer with you. And Larry Lyer is one of those that, he's gone above and beyond, started volunteering with us again.
That's awesome.
For, several years now after his family had been helped. And, it brings such a great sense of pride to see that. And, just so thankful to all those that support us.
Dan Erdman, Farm Rescue. So, Dan, last word out there for folks, if they're thinking about making a donation, or if you ever even thought about it, this is the time. Help us double up that donation so your $100 donation turns into $200, $1,000 donation turns into $2,000. maybe somebody wants to write a check for 100 grand, then we turn it into 200,000, then Dan's got to find another match. But there you go. Last word,
absolutely.
Dan.
Absolutely. No, every dollar.
Yeah, where do you want folks to go? Give that up.
Every dollar makes a difference. Yep, and again, you can maximize that donation like we've been saying here on now through Giving Hearts Day, again, next Thursday, February 8th, till I think 11:59 p.m. that day. So
perfect.
If you're looking for a charity to support on Giving Hearts Day, we hope you'll consider Farm Rescue.
And if